Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24. He himself bore our sins in his body on the cross, so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed. Are you a quick healer? Someone who can't be held down long? If so, count your blessings. It's a wonderful attribute to have. Chronic sufferers will tell you, it's no fun imprisoned by pain. It's often a catch-22 situation, since the physical activity you need to get better is sometimes the very thing your condition prevents you from getting. But no matter how quickly you heal, you can't avoid contracting one chronic condition common to everyone. This disease puts you down and keeps you down. Benjamin Franklin had it right when he said there are only two certain things in life, death and taxes. And this devotion isn't about taxes. Yes, death finally gets us, and for a simple reason too. The Bible tells us that the wages of sin is death. We can't fix that, no matter how well we take care of ourselves. The doctors of this world can't either. Every patient they treat will eventually die. But the great physician, Jesus, has. Jesus' prescription for overcoming death has nothing to do with something we take or something we do. Instead, it involves what he took on himself and did for us. Our great physician conquered sin and death forever by carrying our sins and dying our death as our perfect substitute. Quoting the Old Testament prophet Isaiah, St. Peter writes, "He himself bore our sins in his body on the cross." Yes, Jesus is the atoning sacrifice for our sins, and not only for ours, but also for the sins of the whole world. Whether you believe it or not, Jesus died for you. He is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. He bore your sins. He is your Savior. And why? Because he loves you. By his wounds, you have been healed. Not just for the moment or for a lifetime. Forever. Imagine eternal healing. Our suffering Savior's gift of love to you. Dear Jesus, help me revel in the truth that by your suffering and wounds, I am assured of eternal healing. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go online to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then click Daily Devotions. God bless your day.